This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Doug, this is fun. Reading a note here from someone. This is someone who listens every day to the whole program. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
I have a hard time listening to the whole program myself, and I'm here doing it.
With
well, you.
That's not good.
No, I get distracted. Other things are going on. I have an owner's manual for doing this. Jay Kirshner is lucky enough to be here, and I'm lucky enough to have her with me and you on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with an owner's manual for life. Ready? In order to have a successful life, you must be able to think. Are you a thinker? Jay, you're a thinker.
I think I'm a thinker. You are?
I think a lot of people who listen to the program are thinkers. Otherwise, they wouldn't bother them. If they didn't want to think, they wouldn't be here. They wouldn't want the challenge of having, well, what do you just mean by that? Right? You just kind of take stuff. And there are a lot of people who just do. They just exist. They just are there. But I'm not one of them because I find things maybe, maybe what's made it possible for me to do this for as long as I have is that I have this mind that's curious. I'm thinking about stuff all the time. As I go through the day, I'm always thinking. Always, always, always. And sometimes it yields good stuff and sometimes it yields nothing. Sometimes the thinking yields bad stuff. When you start to think, oh, am I going to have enough money to pay the bills this week or this month or what, you know, whatever it is. So how about you think about stuff with what your desired manifestation is? What do you want the outcome to be of whatever the action is? What are you thinking about? I want to be healthy. So think that you're healthy and thoughts are things, right? Much better to think physically that you are healthy. But also, don't be, you know, don't stick your head in the sand. Follow your guidance. You got hunches, instincts, intuition, whatever it is. So move yourself in the direction of whatever your instincts are suggesting, your intuition. We had Mary May O'Malley with us yesterday, the psychic, and she was talking about that, intuition, how most everybody has it. But most people, I shouldn't say most, because I don't think that's fair. A lot of people don't, they're afraid of it. They don't, you know.
They ignore it.
Right. Or their religion talks them out of it, that kind of stuff. No.
Or just closed off to it.
Yeah. No such thing as coincidences in my life. I don't believe in accidents. I think that things happen because they're supposed to. You think about stuff. And oftentimes people who have these inklings, it's contradictory to their teachings, right? They've been taught to. My father used to say to me, why aren't you satisfied with what you have? Why do you always want to go one step beyond? Or do you have a nice little radio program? Why rock the boat? My father didn't understand that there were changes all the time. I was always looking over my shoulder to see who was behind me to do, you know, try to overcome or overtake or do what I was doing. So that's why I just kept pushing, you know, in a different direction. Like right now, we're talking about doing, if you can believe it or not, a music version of this program. And what will that be? It won't make any difference to the people who are taking the talk show. It'll just give people who would rather listen to some of our tidbits in music, in a music form, like John Tesh or, you know, some of those programs that are aimed at, there are three or four programs around now. Delilah is a pretty good example. That
sometimes you want a little bit of a combination of the two.
Yeah, right,
you want
exactly.
Some news, but you want some tunes.
Right, and certainly because Jay and Jennifer have lots to say and they have a lot of fun, they add themselves to this, so we'll see. But that was something that your father and I have sort of manifested in our minds. I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. Because I think that this program actually plays into, and there are a number of music stations that have the program on in the morning because they want information, conversation. People want that as they start the day and then go off into whatever music format they have. So now we'll be able to do that, and I can hear program director, what did he just say? What's he going to do? He's going to stop doing talk? No! Talk continues. This program exactly as it is will continue, obviously, with the changes that are part of the changing world of broadcasting. But there's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into this program by stations who've carried it, who've been loyal, by me, the people that have worked on it for years and years and years. So as we continue to progress, and that's what this is about, there are other things that can be done in addition to what we're doing that may bring people into the fold. They may enjoy the personalities and the way that we look at things. That's all. We just are people who have different ways of looking at things. And obviously there's a certain amount of guaranteed results because we're still here. That's the, pretty much the bottom line. If we weren't still doing this and doing it the way that stations liked it, then, you know, why would you bother to talk to yourselves? Not very much productive stuff in that. Okay, now, as the chuckle. There's Jay and her chuckle.
I shouldn't have said that.
All right, here is the list of people in the news today. A couple say they were abandoned in the ocean during a snorkeling trip in Hawaii. Folks from California go to Hawaii all the time for the weekend, that kind of stuff. These folks say they were abandoned in the ocean. Elizabeth Webster and her husband Alexander filed a lawsuit against Sail Maui, claiming they were left abandoned in the ocean.
This is one of those things. They said they watched the boat go, like, drive away. Yeah. And
right.
One of the other passengers, because this was an excursion, one of the other passengers was like, no, I think that those newlyweds aren't accounted for. And they did three total overall checks. The first two checks, they came up short two people. The third check, they didn't come up short two people, but it was the full number. But at the same time, they didn't ask anybody to stand still. It's like some people were up at the top, some people
twice.
Were underneath. And
yeah.
And so the couple are trying to swim towards the boat, and they see the boat just driving away. And they're like, okay, well, our only chance of survival is just get to shore somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to swim the rest of the way.
Uh-oh.
And the water's got choppy.
Yep, 42 passengers on the boat. And no, not any of them demanded. These people were known. What does it matter with people? You go to the captain or you yell at the crew and say, we left two people back there. What's the matter with you?
Apparently somebody did, and they were like, no, everybody is accounted for. We counted. We counted three times leaving out the part of two out of the three times the count wasn't correct.
Surprisingly, Sail Maui has not commented.
I wonder why.
Really? What's the story? So they swam aggressive. This is deep water. They keep swimming toward the boat. This is all in the suit. Very interesting. You can read it online. The plaintiffs realized that the boat had left them and wasn't coming back. Their decision was they could survive and swim, or they could drown. I guess that's a... You want to make the right... They must have been strong swimmers, both of them, if they could manage. They were... Certainly, they finally reached the shore. They were fatigued. They were dehydrated. And then the people who were on shore noticed them in distress and gave them water and yada, yada, yada. But this company needs to be either put out of business. If they were that... arrogant, and that's the way, you know, we've got them all.
Negligent.
Yep. All right. Well, you don't go do that. It's a wonderful place to go snorkeling. Again, the water, though, I'll tell you that. Anytime I've ever been in the water around any of the islands in Hawaii,
so like heaven.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah. All right. Let's go to another place in the country that is a resort and vacation spot, Florida. Here's the story of a man found breathing short breaths, declared dead, actually. His name is Thomas Maxwell, 65, pronounced dead by two paramedics. They were sent to his home despite his daughter's objections. His lips were blue. He was cold. The officials were there doing CPR, and there were people also doing chest compressions on this guy. His chest was going up and down. He was making noises, so his lungs were working. He's still breathing. But the paramedic said, nope, he's gone. No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Just his body releasing gases, which does happen when you die. But anyway, the sheriff's deputies found this guy breathing after they went to the home. The medics left. They went. So now the paramedics who attended to Thomas Maxwell were put on administrative leave and have been clinically suspended. Duh, you think so?
Well, and the daughter who is worried about her father, who was short of breath for such a lengthy period of time, is wondering what kind of quality of life he will have for the rest of the time. But also, doesn't this feel like it's
life.
Been happening in the news a lot
of
recently,
this.
Where people are being declared dead and then waking up in the morning?
Well, I'm here!
Yeah.
Look, Mom! Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. You wonder why. What's going on with training? With all these TV, you don't even have to go train. There's so many of these TV shows on that describe what the paramedics do. Chicago Med, right? The Chicago Fire, they all have this in there. How many other doctor or hospital
I
shows
feel like
out
we all know how
here?
To do CPR and chest compressions to the tune of staying alive.
How do you just, like, just kiss and suck whatever you can out of the mouth? Okay. Here's another name in the news, Enora Lavenier. Her family, including a 19-month-old girl who apparently died from exposure to fentanyl while staying at an Airbnb, opening up about their story. They're suing, as you can imagine, the property owner and a renter who had hosted a party in this unit. This is in Wellington, Florida, a very well-to-do community where all of the horse people go in the wintertime. They'd rented a couple of units, and this girl died from being in there. So what the heck was going on? Well, there was dust that had to be cocaine and things that were left in there.
Well,
room,
one of the previous renters who admitted to having the party had said that there were certain drugs that were taken on the kitchen counter. However, they don't believe fentanyl was part of it. But again, if you had a party, how would you have known if that was there or not?
Well,
that's my objection to
Airbnb. Who knows? You know, under the circumstances, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's cleaned? Who's been sleeping in that bed? Who's cleaned up the place? I want to know that. That's why I don't go to Airbnb. I don't like these sort of things. All right, 18 after, there's another lesson for life on Good Day.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
It's 23 after the hour now. It is social media time. Time for us to wish happy birthday to a number of folks who are listening to the program right now, Jay. Right here, right now. On the docket is Jim Hansen having a birthday. Happy birthday, Jim. 53 today. Aaron Santini is 46 today. Lee Gotti is 45. I wonder if there's any relationship there to the Gotti family. What do you think? Gotti, you know how famous Gotti, the mobsters?
Mm-hmm.
You think I have mobsters listening to this program? What do you think?
Maybe. I'm sure somewhere along the line there's a monster listening.
Robert Gold is 78 today. Brian Session is 66. Jessica Matheson's 45. Lionel Calder doesn't want us to know how old he is. Marty Brooks is 38. And one of the, I thanks to Bob for reminding me that today is Ed McMahon's birthday, or would have been Ed McMahon's birthday. He passed away in, let me think now, it was 2000, has it been that long? 2006, is it? He was 86 when he died, I know that. He and I became great friends after the first encounter we ever had in person. I went to the Tonight Show a lot and used to watch him do his stuff. But I was doing a TV program on the weekends on CNBC. I just went by their studios in New Jersey the other night coming back from Pennsylvania. And I remembered his daughter was the producer of the program, Claudia, and she became a good friend as well. And so I was supposed to interview somebody, and they couldn't make it. So she said, would you mind interviewing my father? And I said to her, like a dummy, who's your father? And she said, Ed McMahon. Her name is Claudia McMahon. Hello, duh. So I said, no, really? I was like a kid. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, yeah, he'd be happy to do it, and he's in town, and so, yeah, I'll set it up. So we had the conversation. You can go to Doug TV. I haven't got done any video for a long time, but there's an old the interview me with him on CNBC. I was wearing a tie, and he knew I was nervous, and so he broke the ice. He looked at me, and he looked at the tie. I introduced him, and I said in the introduction, he doesn't need any introduction. Here's Ed McMahon. So he said hi, and I said hi, and we were in the we were getting our makeup on together before we went on the air, and he was telling me he about his daughter and a lot of great things that warmed me up. He was very good at warming people up, obviously. That's what he used to do on the Tonight Show. So he looks at me and he looks at my tie, and he said, you know, I have a pair of pajamas that look just like that tie. And I forget who the lady was that designed the tie, but he talked about his wearing the pajamas when he took his nap while he was doing the telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon every year. And so that opened up the door, and we became fast friends and had we had a wonderful relationship. It was a great friend. When Charlotte was with me, I'd go over to his house. He lived across the street from Paul Anka. And so we'd visit in the neighborhood, and we'd have lunch, and the dogs would play, and we'd talk about stuff. And I used to bring the girlfriends that I had, and his wife would tell me which girlfriend she liked and which one she didn't like. But that guy, he came from Lowell, Massachusetts. He was a bingo caller on the carnival tour. He was a pitchman on the boardwalk.
He lived so many different lives when you think about it. He was in the Marine Corps. He was
right.
A colonel, World War II, Korean War.
Yeah. Yeah. He lived, Dick Clark's, and he were neighbors in Philadelphia. And Dick Clark got the call from Johnny Carson to go interview for the announcer's job on Who Do You Trust? And he couldn't do it, so he said, Ed, why don't you go up and see, you know, what this is about? That's how Ed met Johnny Carson, because Dick Clark sent him up there. And the rest, as they say, is history. So, happy birthday, my friend. Ed McMahon's birthday is today. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case, but think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Mexican officials have arrested a suspect in connection with the kidnappings of four U.S. citizens, two of which were murdered. 24-year-old Jose Guadalupe was guarding the house where cartel members held captive and tortured the four Americans. The White House yesterday.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen. We will continue to work closely with the Mexican government to ensure justice is done in this case.
The victims were discovered in a wooden shack in Ujito, Tecolote, a suburb east of the Mexican city of Matamoros. Authorities have not revealed if Guadalupe is part of the Gulf Cartel, the gang accused of the kidnappings and murders. Today is International Women's Day. It's a global day celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice is like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. 34 at the hour to get that number. Do not forget 855-999-DOUG. If you'd like to contribute along with social media connections, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, at Twitter, Good Day On Air. This is the program and the different ways of keeping up with what we do here. There's the daily download, which is basically a podcast of the highlights of the program. And the most recent one from yesterday, a focus in part on a teenager who used her cancer diagnosis as inspiration to help other people. What a great story, that story. And that's what life is about,
inspiring.
Good stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Biden's cancer scare as well. And we talk about why friendships as adults seem more difficult to develop and maintain than when you were a teenager. Yeah, I know. We all have different directions, right? We're going in different ways. We talk about how Adele helped some newlyweds celebrate their wedding. That's kind of cute. And the overclassification of classified documents. And we have our favorite ways to help you, the home improvement person of the year, of the decade, of the century, Tom Kreitler with the Money Pit. He's got some tips from his, well, he's got podcast, he's got all kinds of stuff. Talks about homemade wood stains, in part. Yeah, what has that got to do with anything? It's got a lot of, you know, we pride ourselves here in not only doing the discussion on things that matter, but doesn't how you take care of your house matter?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't what you eat, the food, farm, and family news every day, this is all aimed at helping you out.
It's all encompassing, really. And we're talking to two different doctors each week, one with more of a holistic kind of approach, another with more of medical backing. We have the auto expert that helps us with everything that's been going on in the world of autos, because we know that that's important. And with Tom Kreitler's recent conversation we had, the one that I found so fascinating was squeaky floors.
Right.
I think almost everybody has.
Of course, we all do.
In their house. Yeah.
How do you fix them?
And he gives the tips of, like, you can fix it yourself, and it's really going to be easy on your budget. You don't have to. Not everything that has to be done requires you to hire a professional and, you know, pay out the wazoo for it.
I'm a DIY specialist. I don't like to hire anybody to do anything. I'm fortunate I have some people on the farm with me, but we fix everything pretty much ourselves. Very rarely do we not have the ability to fix stuff, whether it's things around the home, whether it's cars, trucks, tractors, equipment, that sort of thing. Now, it's unusual, but if you put your mind to it, it's back to your mind and how it works. We all have a mind, and we can all use it to the fullest extent. Sometimes people prefer to spend time watching or distracting themselves. Let's have a party. Let's go get drunk. Let's do that. No. Hey, listen, if that's your choice, help yourself. I'd rather be a productive member of society and do stuff. And Tom's stuff helps. And so do the other things that we have, as Jay has pointed out. So anyway, check it out. A daily The Good Day download on gooddayshow.com. Help yourself to that. Speaking of Jack, you'll be along later on in this half hour for most of you to regale. I'm not sure. I never quite know what he's going to talk about, but we'll get into it. Yep, it's good. Okay, so here's some good news for those of you who are skiers. There were a lot of great this past weekend in the Northeast, New York State, even some places in Pennsylvania, but mostly northern New England. A friend of mine went up to Maine. There's Vermont skiing. There's some of the great places in New Hampshire. So skiing at this time of year, it's a little late in the season, but the season's been lousy so far, so everybody's going up and skiing now. This is a moment about a missing skier buried under snow who was able to wave down a rescue chopper with only one arm sticking out of the snow. How do you do that? This is a fantastic video shot by a paramedic showing the man desperately waving with only his one free limb out of the snow. The helicopter hovering above, shining a light on the mountain. There's no identity of the man, yet this is an avalanche area of Switzerland. Family alerted rescue services that he didn't come home. So the rescue and transport company got the alert. I went out, dispatched a helicopter and a paramedic. They checked the parking lot. Nope, nobody there. They located visible ski tracks, and one of the guides was dropped off to trace the tracks. And then they went down, and they spotted this guy's arm.
Only using the searchlight of the helicopter. The eyes that they have.
Wow.
Talk about finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, more people in the news. Peter Judge is 59. He lost his job, feeling a bit lost about employment. Thanks to his son and a lot of strangers, he now has some control when it comes to figuring out what his next step will be. He was a worker in a local grocery store, called his son, talking on the phone, with him. I was in a zone I'd never been in before. He said he explained that he had concerns about how long he'd be able to manage his expenses without having a job. He didn't want to file for unemployment. You know, a lot of people don't because they're proud. He said, I just want to go out and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So his son, who's a marketer, decided to try something his dad wouldn't be able to do on his own. He shared his story on LinkedIn. There was a post there. Patrick McCarthy wrote that his father, who did not have an account, loved his job and his customers. He continued, quote, he loves being the reason people come back to the store. He loves seeing customers seek out his lane for check-ins and updates.
That's most amazing.
Of his, well, but why was he fired? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Right?
If something happened, or was it just let go, downsizing, whatnot? And
yeah.
This is also, when it comes to social media platforms, LinkedIn, if you are on the job hunt, that's the one you want to be on. That's
LinkedIn.
The one that will help you connect with
yeah.
employers.
Yeah. So he got a job right away. As a matter of fact, there was somebody who said he sounds like a top-tier employee, and apparently he was.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a job. The story's in this morning's Washington Post. What happened was he said, quote, it completely restored my faith in humanity, period. Well, there you go. What's wrong with that? You know, you look around at the job market, it's booming. We go around, all of us go to, whether it's our little town center or whether it's the mall, there are signs up everywhere, help wanted. So, and I think about this in terms of the predictions. Some of the economists who said the beginning of this year, we're into the third month now, would be tough. And it is tough for, like, in the advertising business. I'm in the advertising business. If I don't sell advertising, we don't have any money to pay the bills. So that has affected it. Always does. Whenever there's a downturn, the first thing people who have businesses do is cut their advertising budget, which I can never understand. In this time, you need more people to hear your story. I know that's a good argument. It sounds good. But it doesn't make sense. You stop advertising, you stop bringing in the lifeline mm-hmm. of your business.
You have to spend money to make money. That's just
exactly.
the line.
Right. So anyway, the labor market right now is interesting because there's a big push. There's a push for unionization with Democrats. Joe Biden especially is a big union guy. And so there are lots of moves here and there to, you know, try to get people to join unions or make the union movements stronger. And that there's no secret in that, by the way. The unions donate heavily to Democratic candidates and causes. I don't, for whatever the reason, that's the way it's been. And a lot of people who are Republicans who are members of these unions, they don't like it. They don't want to have their money go to candidates. And that's an issue. I think it's a real issue. Why should you, just because you belong to a union, let's say it's the teachers union. I've belonged to 7 unions in my life. One of them was the teachers union when I was teaching, obviously, duh. And so the idea that I was giving money, I think it was like it was a lot of money. It was $100 a quarter or something, and went into a pool. And the guys who ran the union decided who got the money. But what? Why would? And they oftentimes support candidates that I wouldn't support. So why are we doing this is the question. And there's never really been a good answer. We're in charge and you're not, kind of, is what you get from the leadership. So anyway, I look at the fact that Biden and his administration are trying to push the, you know, they have this infrastructure bill, and the requirement is that you've got to have union people. And the unions are so, there's so much of a disparity between what union workers get and what non-union workers get, that a lot of states are saying, no, we're not going to take this money because we can't do as much with it under your rules as we could if you didn't, if you didn't require this. So anyway, there's a problem with the unions, union membership, that sort of thing. There's a backlash, frankly, right now against a union membership. And it's because mostly the political connections. But anyway, as the economy rebalances, I think that we're going to see the second half. I see second half of the year is being very strong. And I've said that all along. This is not one of the, it's a slowdown for sure. And all I have to do is look at my bank account and know that it's very slow. But I look across the spectrum here and it looks like we'll have a pretty good second half of the year. So that's what's, I think, you know, there's that we can say, oh my God, it's awful. Can't get a job when there are all these help wanted signs. I don't know why you can't get a job because there are jobs everywhere. The other thing that is coming out of the Biden administration is all the focus on protecting the environment. I get it. I'm a conservationist through and through. But there is so much money being spent. The folks at Greenpeace, for example, this is a conservation group that raises its own funds, and they, you know, are working mostly on protecting the world's oceans. I don't know why, if they can raise the money on their own, why we have to throw so much federal money into this. I get that we need to be protecting the environment, but some of the things, if you look at, you know, this is budget time. We're looking at all these line items. Some of this stuff is crazy, what they throw money at just to say we're green. Whereas if you follow groups like Greenpeace, they really are green. And they really are walking the talk and doing the tough stuff that needs to be done. But I find it very distracting and distressing that so much of our tax dollar goes to what they say is protecting the earth, when in fact it's just a lot of political gobbledygook and not really, it's not in earnest, okay? Let me put it that way. It just isn't. It's, you know, picking and choosing. We should make decisions along that line, not have the government do it. 48 after the hour.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicine, the medical expertise in this portion of the Good Day Health program is coming from Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Anoka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, all-around good guy, very good friend of this program and of mine personally. I love his wife and him to the point where this weekend I spend it with you trying to figure out what, from Jack's perspective and more from Mary's perspective, is going on in my body. So this is my trip to the snow country. Is there still, I'm going to see a lot of snow still, right?
Are you kidding?
Salt Lake City?
A few more feet. A few more inches. We will have 700 inches at the ski resorts. That's almost 60 feet. Almost six stories of snow. The talk now is, if we don't get any more snow than we normally get, we are going to be flooded this spring.
Well, that's good because the Great Salt Lake has been down. Yes, this will help fill it back up again, right?
Yes, it will. It'll
get
help
it to that. Yeah, exactly.
People are already getting sandbags.
Really?
In their backyards that have 4 feet of snow.
You won't have to because you're up on top of the mountain. You're not going to have any problem with that. You've got leaks in your roof. But
I'm going to take you to the house, even though it's being repaired because of a leaky roof. You will not believe the snow at our house.
I want to see it. Yeah, right.
Yes, I'm going to take you to show it to you.
Jack has a weekly podcast associated with Good Day Health, and in the most recent podcast, it's a conversation about cholesterol level and drugs and all the stuff that Jack doesn't like, and what the numbers mean and what they don't mean, and the fact that heart attacks have skyrocketed. This would be a good conversation for you and Ken to have together, to have the different, the contretemps, if you will, the different points of view here, because I know you don't think the cholesterol number is a value at all.
Not unless it gets above 400.
Yeah, well, mine I think is 204 this year, up about 20 points from last year for whatever the reason. But my good cholesterol is higher, that number is higher than it was last year. So what I know for you, that's nonsense, who cares? The fact that people engage themselves with physical labor, you know, you're talking about snow, people lifting, shoveling snow, doing that sort of thing. There is an issue with male fertility. Apparently, the harder you work, the better your sperm. Is that something that makes
sense? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the harder you work, the greater the levels of testosterone your body makes.
Yeah. All right. So there
and
you
the testosterone, every organ in the body needs testosterone, and probably outside of human reproduction, the most important organ is the brain and the heart.
Yeah.
They are dependent on
blood flow,
testosterone, and when your T levels get low. Yeah. Man, you don't have the drive, you don't have the push, you don't have the get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather sit there and watch some 50-episode, series on TV
rather than
getting around and cleaning up your life. Oh, I'm sorry, that sounded like preaching, and I take that back.
No, we'll test that. I'll talk about it after I've been there this weekend. By the way, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available. It does not cost you anything. They are free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's talk about the toxins in the air. A lot of people have been focused on what happened, the fallout that came about as a result of the train crash in eastern Ohio. But you've been doing some research that suggests that there is this kind of stuff all over the place, not just there.
Well, it's backyard burning, just normal backyard burning. All plastics are almost always involved to some degree, so there's always some level of dioxin emissions. And the thing about these dioxins that East Palestine, Ohio got all the attention for is that dioxins are what are called PBTs, persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic. They stay around. They don't go away.
Yeah.
One of the downsides of the plastic innovation into our lives is that when you burn a plastic, they don't go away. And these things are not only highly toxic, but they end up in the food chain. Because the dioxins go into the air with the smoke and the cloud and all those horrible pictures we had of that train explosion where they purposely burned the stuff, the vinyl chloride. And that comes down and it lands on the plants and it doesn't get washed off in the rain. And so our farm animals, the commercial farm animals, private farm, whatever, end up eating that stuff and it gets into the fat. And just like in humans, where do we store toxins in our body?
Fat.
We store heavy metals in the marrow of the bone, but you're right. The toxins end up in the fat. And it tends to make us more obese because the fat cells swell up bigger. You know, you have about the same amount of fat cells in an adult as you had as a baby.
Really?
They're just
tiny. I don't know that. Really?
But the fatter is only because the fat cells got bigger and bigger. What is triggering them to get bigger and bigger?
All right. Careful of what you burn in your backyard, but
Absolutely. Also
you got to wonder about the incinerators in these local communities as well. All right, there's a word to the wise, some interesting things for you and how it'll affect you and growing food, that sort of thing. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.